From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It has been a deadly month for Americans in Iraq. 123 troops have lost their lives. That figure includes the deaths of three soldiers announced today. They were killed by homemade bombs. And the monthly total may go higher. It sometimes takes a few days for deaths to be announced, so May casualties could be reported in June. Regardless, May is already the third worst month for U.S. deaths since the beginning of the war 4 years ago. Troops are often killed in ones and twos, but not always. Six were killed in a single bomb attack May 6th, another half dozen in an attack on May 19th. And earlier this week, on Memorial Day, one coordinated attack saw a U.S. helicopter shot down by insurgents in Diyala province, north of Baghdad. Two men died in the crash. According to the military, six members of the Rapid Response Force sent to rescue them were ambushed and died due to a series of bombs. And a reminder, there are thousands of U.S. troops still engaged in a massive search for two missing soldiers. They were captured by insurgents after a bomb attack south of the Iraqi capital on May 12th. As the war goes on and the surge continues in Baghdad, the casualties are expected to continue. NPR's Tom Bowman has been going over the numbers, and he has this report.
Colonel Mike Jalousis knows better than most the dangers faced by American troops these days. More and more of his military police from Fort Hood, Texas, are moving outside their fortified bases around Baghdad. They're heading into the neighborhoods, working in small outposts with Iraqi forces.
The intent is to get out and walk and interact with the populace. So that does slightly increase the vulnerability of the soldier.
His police have suffered casualties in May, although he won't say how many. He doesn't want to give insurgents too much information. Snipers are a threat, but the greatest problem is the roadside bomb.
Everyone has to remember that we are fighting a very savvy adversary that's constantly adapting their tactics, techniques, and procedures. They are making very lethal roadside bombs.
Earlier in the spring, these improvised bombs accounted for about 60% of American deaths. Now, it's more than 80%.
The improvised explosive device is the enemy's weapon of choice, and that is part of the intense combat.
Brigadier General Tony Tata is part of a Pentagon team that's searching for ways to defeat these makeshift bombs, a mix of technology and tactics.
We find about 50% of the IEDs that are out there, so we believe that we're experiencing success.
Tata acknowledges that as the Pentagon comes up with a solution, the insurgents adapt.
You know, the enemy employs a wide array of these tactics, and he morphs. As we get good at one thing, he tries to do something else.
It's not just Baghdad where there are spikes in American casualties. The violence and these bombs have increased in Diyala province to the north, farther north still into Kirkuk.
So this war is getting more intense.
Tony Cordesman is a defense analyst.
It is more intense than it was towards the end of 2006.
Cordesman says it's more than just the number of American deaths in 1 month. Those wounded are increasing at a greater monthly rate, about 100 more to around 630. More than half of them suffer wounds serious enough that they can't return to duty.
We're going to expect heavy fighting in the weeks and months.
That was President Bush just a week ago.
We can expect more American and Iraqi casualties.
One reason is there are even more American troops patrolling in Iraq, about 30,000 that are part of a so-called surge in forces. Those troops are intended to tamp down the violence so Iraqis have the breathing space to settle their political differences. The last of those troops arrived just this week in Baghdad in Anbar province. Colonel Jalousis says these American troops are starting to make a difference in the Baghdad neighborhoods like Qurrata.
Qurrata has become a very nice area. The interesting thing about this area is it's an area where Sunni, Shia, and Christians live among each other without fighting. There are nice restaurants in this area. There are clean streets. There are markets. There's new construction all around.
Defense analyst Cordesman says the real issue goes beyond whether neighborhoods are getting safer. It's all about when and if the Iraqis can reconcile. So far, there has been little progress.
If this goes on through the summer and into the fall, and the Iraqi government has not made real progress toward conciliation, it's going to be very hard to keep supporting the kind of effort we have.
But it won't be until September that the top military commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, issues a report on whether that surge is succeeding. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.